Two boots and a baby.
Hi there, my name is Dave Delaney, and I'm the co-host of a little podcast we like to call Two Boobs and a Baby. And this is my co-host, Heather. Say hello, Heather.
Hey, y'all.
Yes, the two of us have a wonderful podcast about being parents. Our recent baby, his name was Sam. Or we call him recent because we have another one on the way now. Her name is Ella. Anyways, would you like to say anything, Heather?
I'd just like to say that you guys are really cool. Thanks for listening and everything, y'all.
Good job, Heather. Okay. I'm going to fill you in on a little secret. In case you didn't listen to last episode, you may not know that Heather and Sam are not here right now. They're actually in Tennessee. I'm going tomorrow morning to hook up with them there. So I'm really excited to see them again because it's been a week. And that's a long time. I mean, Sam's crawling now and Heather's doing things and her belly's getting bigger and Ella's kicking like crazy and I miss those guys, I do. So, this will be a short episode tonight, but it'll be a wonderful episode. And the reason why it's going to be wonderful is I'm going to play a few audio comments from some of our listeners, and I'm going to call Heather. That's right, don't worry, this is not a Heather-free episode of Two Boobs and a Baby. Heather will be here, I hope. I'm going to try to record it with Skype, and we're going to see how it goes. Anyway, our first audio comment is from one of our listeners, Digimom, who she has something to say, so let's hear her out.
Hey, boobs. This is Anna from Harker Heights, Texas. I was on your phone, but then it went down, and when I came back, I don't think I'm there anymore. At least my post isn't. I was Digimom on there, and I'm so sad that I just got disheartened, and I haven't gone back to the forums because I was missing, but I might go back. But the reason I'm calling is I've been listening to the two most recent episodes, and you were talking about baby-proofing your home, and I believe Heather mentioned about getting the outlet covers, and I was going to recommend against getting outlet covers because we have industrious children that figured out how to pop them off, and then they become choking hazards. Not that we're, you know, allowing them enough time to pop them off. I've just seen that they are able to do it. But what we got are outlet covers that aren't the little plastic ones that go in the hole. They actually replace the whole outlet, and to plug anything in, you have to kind of push in your plug slightly and then move the whole thing over to the side and then push it in. So I have a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 2-year-old, and those are heaven sent. I still use the plastic outlet covers for things like for outlets that I don't use frequently, but if I'm going to use it frequently, I put one of those on there. So just a suggestion, and also when you give your phone number, slow down just a tad because I had to rewind, and that's just a pain. And if you could put it on your info, because I paused my iPod and looked to see if it was on the info so that I could call, and it wasn't there. So just a couple of suggestions. I really like your podcast. It kind of makes me giggle because, like I said, I have a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 2-year-old, and so all I can say is you've got it coming. So keep up the great work. Love to hear y'all.
We have it coming. Oh, gosh. What do we have coming? This is kind of freaking me out. You mean this parenting thing isn't going to be easy? Not that it has been so far, but It's been challenging. But thanks very much for that audio comment. I really do appreciate it. Heather does too. We love to hear from you guys. Our phone number, and I'll say it slowly for everybody, is 206-666-5362. Now, if you don't have any money, like us, and you don't want to be spending anything on long distance, you can go to the website, which is twoboobsandababy.com. And when you're on the website, we have a place where you can just click on our Odeo and record your own message. So you can record a message, and it automatically gets emailed to us. And then, I'll add it to the site. So, or add it to the show, rather. So please do. You know, we always want to hear from you guys. It's there's something about doing a show, which is awesome. I mean, it is awesome doing this show, but it's so good hearing from you. It really is. It's nice to know there's people out there listening. So, and Digimom did refer to the forum. I'm not sure why you went missing on that, but at any rate, you're there now. And anybody else who would like to come by, drop by the forum. That's where we talk about the episodes. We talk about parenting and all sorts of interesting things. So drop by twoboobsinababy.com, and you just click on listen to other or meet other listeners, and that's where the forum is. Our next audio comment is from a fella named Ross, and he's nothing but trouble, so you better watch him. Ross is from a podcast called Z and Z, Ross and Karen. And if you haven't checked their podcast out, you got to check them out. They're awesome. I will post a link on the show notes. And here's Ross.
Dave, Heather, it's Ross from CMZ. Listen, I just heard your show number 22. You guys said you were wearing pants. I don't buy it. Come on. What do you think you're fooling?
I was there, man.
I'm on the street in case you heard that. Anyway, I'll be looking forward to your next show, although I'm sure you guys have probably already tuned your website and hit your feed, so you can't download it, but I'll find it. I'll find it.
Of course, Ross is referring to a couple episodes ago we talked about not wearing pants during the podcast, and then last episode, it turned out we were wearing pants. Well, not quite. But you can listen to it and find out for yourself. But there's nothing wrong with doing a podcast without pants. I just I want to say right now that Heather and I'll talk for her as well. We both are completely for pantless podcasts. So if you're a podcaster out there, or you're planning to be a podcaster out there, don't put on your pants. You don't need them. They're overrated.
Dave, Heather, Ken, Barbie, it's Ross from ZNZ. Hey, we were wondering, why haven't we heard from you guys? So that we went to our iTunes, updated it, nothing. So I go to your website, and there's two episodes there that never came through. So I unsubscribed and resubscribed to you, and I got them. But I'm wondering what you guys did. Did you change your feed on us or something? Trying to shut us out of your lives? Have we done something to offend you? Anyway, we're on to you. We're on to you both. We got your feed. We're subscribed. We'll be piping your podcasts into our podcatcher. We're on to you. You can't shut us out that easily. We love you. Okay, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, that message is pretty funny. First of all, the Ken and Barbie line. Not too impressed with that. I don't really like us being compared to Ken and Barbie. I guess it could be compared to something worse, but you know, we have genitalia. We have children. Or a child. We have another one on the way, which is evidence that we do have genitalia. So strip down a Ken and Barbie, man. Clearly, we are nothing like them. Thank you very much, Ross. Anyway, Ross was talking about our feed issues. As some of you may know, some of you may not, our feed went bye-bye. And yeah, it's been a bit of a nightmare, but it's back up. So, but this is another reason why you gotta drop by our website. Say hello, drop by. There's lots of stuff on there. There's pictures of us on there. There's video. Okay, there's no video. But there's pictures of us on there. There's the web forum on there. There's lots of show notes that I slave over in every episode with links to other sites and interesting things. So drop by the website, twoboobsinababy.com. And hey, it's just that easy. So thanks for that, Ross. It's always great hearing from you. It's always great hearing from everybody. So whoever wants to, leave us a message. We'd love to hear from Shane and Tom's Squeezebox, one of our favorite podcasts. How about you, Scarborough dude? Where are you these days? I haven't heard from you in a while. We've never heard from you, actually. I've talked to you before, but that's about it. So, Scarborough dude, come on, leave us a message. What about, Dave from Chubb Creek? Where are you, Dave? Or Roger from Deranged Moose. Come on, guys. Roger, I was just listening to his podcast, The Deranged Moose, the other day, and he did a really great recording of he and his kids on Father's Day. They were around a campfire cooking hot dogs and such. And I have to say, it was really nice to listen to. It was something... It was very cool. It reminded me... Or it didn't remind me, but it made me look forward to when Sam and Ella as well are both a little older and old enough to take camping and talk with actual voices. Not that the kids don't talk, or Sam doesn't talk, I should say. He does talk. He has a lot to say. In fact, I'm going to play a little bit of something Sam has to say right now.
I don't know why we're encouraging this. Yeah!
Okay, that was our good little buddy Sam screaming and shouting like a banshee, a wild banshee, as it were. We now have had Sam on the show crying. You just heard him screaming, so I've got to put some laughter on there. It's not a lot that we actually, you know, it's not very often that we actually put Sam on the show, so I figured I might as well include a little bit of laughter here. So I think you guys are going to like this.
Sam, say it in mint's old. Sam, squeak, 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 I'm a little bird.
That is just hilarious.
Squeak, squeak, squeak. Squeak, squeak, squeak.
Sam. Sam's 7 months old.
Sam, ready? Squeak, squeak, squeak. I'm a little bird. Squeak, squeak, squeak. I'm a little bird. Squeak, squeak, squeak. I'm a little bird. Squeak, 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 I'm a little bird. Squeak, 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 I'm a little bird.
That is just hilarious.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
I have to explain that a little bit because it sounds really bizarre. But Sam has this little red bird, and you press it and it squeaks, thus the squeak, 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 and thus I'm a little red bird. Of course, we call him Robin Redbird after Robert Redford, so just in case you were wondering. So that was a little bit of fun with Sam, and now I think it's time to call Heather and save this show. Hello?
Hello, how are ya?
I'm good, how's it going?
Good.
How's everything going there?
Oh, we're doing good, enjoying life. Nice and sunny and hot. Yeah. We get to see you tomorrow.
It's pretty sunny and hot. Yeah, I know. I'm really excited to get there. It's been really hot here, actually, like very, very humid, like in the 40s.
Ooh, well, not that bad here. Yeah. But well, that's have you missed this? I'm sure you have.
So it's actually hotter in Toronto than it is in Tennessee.
I don't know. Are we going to sit and talk about the weather?
No, that's boring.
No.
So, well, this is
episode 20. So what you been doing? Have you been surviving without us?
Yeah, I've been going crazy. Kind of a little stir crazy. I've been talking to myself a whole lot. And, yeah, I haven't really been doing a hell of a lot, to be honest.
So everything just breaks down whenever we're not around.
Pretty much. Yeah. I need order. Yeah, it's kind of weird without you guys here.
Well, so, we've been having a great time down here. What's that?
What have you guys been doing? What have you been doing?
What have we been doing? Well, when we got here, just kind of hung out for a while. My parents played with Sam, and Sam missed him. I was laughing and smiling. He's been so happy the whole time. And then on Friday, I left for the all-girls weekend, which was unbelievable.
Woo!
Woohoo! Party!
Party!
We went to Yeah, we went to this all-inclusive resort thing, but it was real cheap. It wasn't like one of these down in Florida or something. It was in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And
oh, right
there
on.
Wasn't actually, yeah, there's not actually a beach there. It's just a pool. But anyways, so we all crammed into two hotel rooms. So it was super cheap, and everybody drank too much wine and too much
except
beer
you,
and
right?
everything else, except for me.
Except
I had my
you.
O'Doul's, though. Or I had my non-alcoholic beer. Pretended really hard. I was the
It must have been hard.
Big DD. What's that?
Yes. It must have been hard being the only sober person there. They've had their babies.
Exactly. Especially when it gets just silly.
And I'm sure it did.
Yeah.
Did you take a lot of pictures there?
I didn't, because everybody had cameras, so everybody's just kind of sending them around. And to be perfectly honest, I didn't want a whole lot of pictures of me in a bathing suit.
Oh,
it's not very pleasant.
Beautiful. You have that glow. You have the glow.
That is just a sheen of sweat. There's nothing glow in there.
Hey, speaking of glow, my right leg inner thigh is sunburned. The rest of me is fine. Because I was sitting cross-legged. Well, I went down to the beach, and I'm sitting on the boardwalk reading my book, and I had my legs crossed, and I guess I was only down there for like an hour, but I put sunblock on everywhere else, but you know me. Pasty boy.
Oh, yeah. Pasty boy.
So this is episode 23. What's that?
What's that?
Oh, I just said this is episode 23 right now that we're recording, and I played Ross's audio comments about the feed and about us wearing pants. You got that one, right?
I didn't hear that. No, I didn't hear that. Oh.
You didn't hear the audio comment about us wearing pants?
No.
From Ross? Oh, I thought you said that you thought it was funny.
I heard the other one.
Oh, okay. You didn't listen to both. Or did I just send you the one of them?
Yeah, I think you just sent me one.
Oh, okay. Okay. And I also...
You can send me the other one. I'm actually wearing a skirt.
Oh, you are? I'm wearing shorts. So it's not a pant... Oh, well, it is sort of a pantless podcast still.
Exactly.
Anyways. Well, there you go. So it's still... We're keeping with our theme.
So Dave's flying into Tennessee tomorrow, and we're going up to the family reunion. My family reunion. There's probably, 30-something people?
Yep. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we all get together in a big cabin and eat too much and talk and hang out and swim, hike.
Yeah, there's a big pool and that river where, lots of people just sit in inner tubes all day drinking down the river.
Yeah. They go tubing.
Tubing, that's it.
Yeah, but actually, no, when we got here, it was 105 degrees. It was really, really hot. And poor Sam was so sunny. And poor Sam, he's just almost transparent. He's so white and fair, you know. just gooping on the sunblock to him.
Oh, poor little guy. Yeah. With my skin and your skin, the kid's destined for trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. But we're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
I am too. I'm really looking forward. And we're going to record a podcast episode 24 from the cabin.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Cool. There's a weird delay recording on Skype.
I can barely hear you. You're breaking up.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry about that.
Okay, now I can hear you.
Okay. Well, anyways, we should probably end this because it's probably... I don't know. I don't even know what it's going to sound like because this is the first time we've done this. So
we are explorers. We are
explorers.
Yeah.
We are pantless explorers.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, babe. Well, I'm flying out on. Thanks for booking me on a 6:30 a.m. flight, by the way.
You're welcome. I wanted to see you bright and early.
Oh yeah.
Bright and early, bushy-tailed, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed.
Whatever. Yeah, I don't think so. I think I'm going to be a little sleepy, but I don't even think the restaurants are open at the airport that early. And I'm going to need as much coffee tomorrow as possible.
Well.
Okay, babe.
You're welcome.
my own little
safe agent. Safe travels.
Okay, babe. I love you.
Love you.
And give Sam a big kiss for me, okay?
I'll do it.
Okay. I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Okay, well, that was talking to Heather on Skype for our first time. I think the levels of this podcast will probably go down in history as some of the worst levels ever. So I apologize to anyone listening on headphones, which is probably most of you. You've probably had to adjust the volume a little bit throughout this podcast, and I apologize for that. Anyways, I'm going to sign off now. I've got to go to bed and get up at the wee hours, and I'm not looking forward to getting up so early, but I'm certainly looking forward to waking up. Well, not waking up, but I'm looking forward to getting to Tennessee tomorrow and seeing my little buddy. It's been a week. And seeing Heather. It's been a week. Oh, it's too long. Too long. Anyway, leave us an audio comment. The number is 206-666-5362. And drop by the website, twoboobsandababy.com. Thanks a lot for listening. See you guys in a bit. Bye-bye.